This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Dottie, Lottie, Brett, Doll, and Jamie, being retro and silly, on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber, and Jamie Lewis.
Good evening, and you're listening to Catching Up, and I can't believe we're reunited, and it feels so good. Jamie, you are back. Dolly, you are back as well.
You were just holding the microphone.
Do you like my back? I'm showing my back tonight.
I know.
See all of it.
Well, it's a shame that we don't have a cam on, because Dolly is wearing a rather fetching halter neck tonight.
It's a halter neck. You can see my back.
Yes. I'm thinking Puberty Blues 1978. She's going to a cocktail party with a glass of Moselle.
It always just looks like another curtain that's been made into a dress.
Oh.
Like a nice curtain.
Thanks for that little backhanded
nice
compliment, darling, isn't it? Hey, I won't talk about your tablecloth T-shirt you've got on.
Hey, it's gingham and I wore it for you.
Gingham, darling. Gingham. Oh, look, we
Doris
are all
Day
reunited.
Called. She's missing a picnic blanket.
I know.
Goodness.
And Doris Day is still alive.
And she's still alive.
She knew.
She knows. I know. The letter from a lawyer said it as well.
Oh, I can't believe you didn't know that, sweet little Bretty Pia.
I know. But look, we're back.
Mm-hmm. Where did we go?
I've been everywhere, man.
I know.
Johnny.
You two, you have been maybe across a couple of different continents in the last few weeks.
We've been a couple of runaround zoos, haven't we?
We have.
Well, you've been at the Digger Hole Festival in Queensland still.
Nearly dug my mother into a hole, didn't I?
Poor but Jan.
That's for later.
That's for later.
And I've been keeping the home fires, or should I say the joy fires, burning.
Good on you, Brett.
Burn, baby, burn. Disco Inferno.
Oh, look.
Do you want a medal?
No. But tonight's theme, we're doing a bit of a pick and mix, and obviously pick and mix is one of my favourite little
candies. What does that mean, darling, pick and mix?
Well, what I love about pick and mix is you go in with your little
here we go.
Your little shopping cart, your little basket, you get to choose some strawberries, some bullets, licorice all sorts.
Well, I said earlier when you said that Dolly puts the lick in licorice all sorts, don't you?
Thank you, darling, and you put the freckle into what?
I don't know. I had the mole scan, nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was actually talking about pick and mix, and I actually said to Dolly, I think she's a licorice all sort.
Mm.
I think Jamie's a multicoloured freckle.
Mm.
Yes.
They're good, though.
You'd be, what would you be?
What are you, sweetie?
Big banana.
I like the big banana.
We've got no one to prove
Where's
that.
Where's the milk bottle? I know.
Well, either that or I'm a sour. You know, the cola sours.
I reckon you'd be a little green frog, Brett.
No.
A little green frog that you can't quite fit in your mouth.
A really big mouth.
Gobstopper. That's
maybe
what
I'm
be.
A gobstopper.
Gobstopper.
Hey, so we have got some fabulous tracks. Mm-hmm. We've also got a very special guest. We have got the fabulous comedian, Geraldine Hickey.
Yes, and she's looking at us now, quite bored.
She looks a bit scared, doesn't
she? She is, but she'll be on a little.
She's all right. She's smiling.
She's going to talk to.
Nodding.
Absolutely. She's going to talk to us about her fabulous show for Midsummer.
Wake up, Geraldine. You're on soon.
She's coming.
We've got thumbs up from Geraldine.
She's warming up her inner thighs, ready for the show.
It turns out she does like sun-dried tomatoes. That's her Midsummer show suits.
I'm going to ask her about the lesbian bus and whether she's got a multi-rider or just a day pass.
Yes. Could we do that? Yes. What else have we got?
I think we've got some fabulous songs.
We do. We've got a little bit of ELO, Real Life.
Yes.
Right.
The Tramps.
Yes.
Just for you,
but what
Jamie,
about first? I'm not a tramp. I'm a charlatan.
The Doobie Brothers.
Yes.
You
no, I'm
heard
a Lush.
Them?
That's right.
You are a Lush.
We're not going to play the Doobie Brothers. We're going to play Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.
Oh, awesome.
This is a contemporary soul singer.
Oh, you're listening to Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Are we, Brett?
Joy 94.9.
This is Joy 94.9. You're with Dolly, Jamie and Brett, and soon the lovely Geraldine Hickey will be joining us after our very quick segment, which we call Catching Up With Us.
Oh, yes.
Where we talk a little bit about what we've been doing.
Jamie, what have you been doing?
What
have
I been doing?
How many times can you get to London?
Well, look, this is my little story from my most recent London. I went down to visit my family, grandparents, aunties, uncles, cousins, cousins, children, but millions of people who I hadn't seen for 8 years.
Half of London.
Half of London. And they all came in, and at the end of the night, we had a family photo. And I looked at the photo and said, it looks like I've been adopted by a white family.
Oh, what?
Because I was considerably darker.
Well,
why isn't that funny?
You're an Australian. You're
thinking I'm being racist. Oh, I'm just tan.
You're not being racist, darling. No, well, it's just the colour difference, isn't it, darling? Because in the middle of winter.
It was culturally different.
But
can I say, it's only in England where you can get white that turns into grey.
Turns into see-through.
Yeah, yes. They're translucent.
They are, yeah. Very much.
And was it good catching up with
your
family,
really,
darling?
It was very sweet, and I enjoyed it.
Did you feel connected in a spooky sort of a way?
I did.
Because sometimes he's a bit frazzled, isn't he, Brett, just on the quiet, isn't he, darling?
No, it was really sweet. I had a lovely time. And yes. I'm going back to London again next week, because I just thought every week for a couple of weeks would be nice.
Do you know what? Nice work if you can get it. And if your employer's playing for you. Well, you're playing.
Is the welcome mat still out, though?
Yes. Hey, I had another conversation with my flatmate this week. Conversation with my flatmate.
Right.
Yes.
Because she had a sore ankle a few months ago. It was a bit swollen. And I looked at it the other day and I said, your ankle's swollen again, Dolls. And she said, no, I've just got bad genes and discovered I've actually got cankles.
Cankles?
Yes.
Oh, no.
It's where your calf falls down to your ankle.
Oh,
it's not pretty.
That's a genetic
one of the co-stars
thing.
That Metal
good,
Mickey years ago. Remember Metal Mickey?
Yes.
Right? And there was this gorgeous girl, and she always wore cowboy boots.
You know
even
why.
When they were out of fashion.
She had cankles.
And it wasn't until one episode where she woke up like in her pajamas to put her like slippers on. They were like a couple of old trunks. I felt so sorry for her.
No, it's terrible. We shouldn't pick on people.
Any
of us could have cankles. Our beautiful guest Geraldine might have cankles coming up a little bit later. We'll check before
we let
her
on. I actually think she has quite sexy
ankles. Got good ankles.
We'll check.
Yeah, no, they're not bad. I can see them from the studio. They're all right. There's even a bit of definition there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What have you been up to, Dolly?
Well, I've been to Queensland, as you know. So I'm talking a little bit slowly.
Yes.
It is a bit slower there. Isn't it?
So you put
things
do
slow down.
You put your clock back 1 hour and 20 years.
Mm. So is that the only place you know how to get to or what? Because that's the only place you go.
Well, the only reason I got to Melbourne was because I got out onto the freeway about 10 years ago and I got lost.
Right.
So that's why I ended up here.
She's not good with computers or, I mean, those sat navs, that would kill you, wouldn't you?
I caught up just quickly.
Yes.
I caught up with a friend.
Yes.
And we took them to Sofitel.
Yes.
I know I'm not supposed to be looking at Geraldine. She's not supposed to be here,
she's
but she's present in a spooky sort of a way.
Lovely, actually.
And we took them out to the Sofitel.
Yes. Fancy lady.
Right.
I know, I'm names dropping. Fancy, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, we took them out. So I paid.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Which was lovely.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Do you know what I was always taught?
Shut up. Oh, okay. We had a group photo. Just quickly, Geraldine, because he'll take
he
over.
He will.
We had a group photo, and then that was lovely, lovely, and I paid. Next thing on the Facebook update, your profile picture. What photo should appear? The edited version. The edited Sofitel version. We were all cut. The payees were all cut out.
That's
just
hilarious.
A photo of her was on there. What's that about?
She doesn't know you at all. Does she?
She's not a friend of yours.
No, I didn't know her.
Send
anyway.
Her the bill.
So
Joy 94.9.
With a very special guest now, Geraldine Hickey. We can't wait to hear whether you are naughty or nice. What will you be? We're not sure.
What does that mean?
Funny or not? Roll a dice. We know you're on the lesbian bus. You recently got on.
Ding, ding.
And we want to know if you got a multi-rider or just a day pass. And you're getting out to zone 2 or are you just sticking in zone 1? Where does it sit for you?
Oh, I don't understand any of those.
Speak slowly to the deaf.
Welcome.
I'm on the bus.
I call it the lesbian bus when you
get on
the bus.
I used to think that we all get on a bus, Geraldine.
Go to a tea conference.
I've never caught a bus in my life.
I always thought it would be a Mack truck, like a girl's,
like a Hummer bus.
You really think we get into the Bunnings ute, don't we, in sausage sizzle every Saturday?
Yeah. Don't you?
No, we don't.
I don't go to Bunnings. I'm not good with that stuff.
Don't you like Bunnings?
No.
What for?
You don't have a drill?
No, what for? Like, I've got nothing to drill.
We're going to
not in Bunnings anyway.
Not in Bunnings. Mm-hmm. I love the your show, and I love some of the comments that have already been made about it. Something's wonderful. Sorry, something's happened to Geraldine Hickey, and it's wonderful.
It
by
is
the
wonderful.
Age. Oh, that's hard from to get in with the age crowd, Geraldine.
God. Do you know what's funny? Because I did this show at Comedy Festival last year, and that's when I got that review from The Age.
Yeah.
And so it's funny, you know when you get a review, a good review in The Age, because the next night is... It's just the elderly generation that comes in. So I rock up to my show and there's like this group of like people that are as old as my parents, and I'm sitting and I'm looking at them just going, what are you doing here? Why have you come to see my show? Like, and then it's like, oh, that's right, I've got a good review in The Age. So
that makes sense. Was there a little purple rinse haze out there?
A little bit. Yes. A little bit. They only come on the one night, and they don't tend to spread the word.
Cheap ass Tuesdays.
Yeah.
But they do fill the cinema, the theatre, so that must help a lot.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you're a girl guide too, weren't you?
Haven't you done your research?
Yeah. 20 minutes on the tram, you should see me go with my three devices.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how was that?
Loved it.
Is that a lesbian training ground, do you think? Or
probably.
I think there's a girl guide.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Tying knots. What's the girl guide's motto again?
Yeah.
Remember that, darling?
The what?
The Girl Guide motto. Be prepared, or is that brownies?
You know, all the same, like scouts and guides, and it's all came from the same.
I think they've got their own motto.
It's keep yourself nice, isn't it?
Well there's a different Girl Guide law, but the motto is be prepared.
It's a law?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it like Sharia law?
Yeah, there's a promise, there's a law, and then there's the motto.
So it's Kabul in little brown dresses, really, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
There were lots of little girls there, so it was always nice.
Be prepared comes from Baden Powell, who started Girl Guides.
For a war effort, was it? Get the kids out selling cookies to build machine guns or something?
No, I think it was before that. I think it was training the boys just to survive in the in the wilderness. Yeah.
That was before camp meant what it means now.
Yes.
Well,
it?
Yes.
Pretty much.
We supposedly. Can't put that. Yes.
So what's new? What are you doing at the moment? You're getting ready for a show.
Being prepared now.
Mm. I am in the middle of doing Midsummer. So I'm doing the show for Midsummer.
Oh, that's right.
But do you mean just life in general right now? Is that what you're
maybe.
Asking?
You tell me.
What the hell are you saying, Jamie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you used to work in Kmart, so you've come a long way.
Oh, goodness.
I like the story.
I've got about 20 minutes research with this story.
I like the story.
Do you know what? You do your research, but it's not always correct, is it?
We don't need to be correct here at Catching Up.
No, it's
you
good
said,
for a joke.
You said you got contact lenses, and when you put them in, you'd look down and you realise...
And I went,
you worked in Kmart.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't know before then.
Yeah.
You thought you were a farmer.
So if anyone wants to come and see my show, don't need to, because Jamie's just repeated it.
It was really funny. I
Thank
loved
you.
It.
Maybe Geraldine should
seeing.
Tell the joke.
That's my opening joke.
Sorry.
No, that's all right.
Well, he can say
that'll
it again.
Get people in. Oh, maybe do you know what? Geraldine, it's all in the delivery, and I deliver it much better. So the audience have got that to look forward to.
There's a bit of tension here.
Unfortunately, I haven't worked in Kmart and honed those skills.
Oh, neither have I.
Bless.
Well, I have. I've been a cut price checkout chick.
I quite like the concept of your show, because it seems like a lot of comedians, when they have a big journey,
mm-hmm.
they want to share it because they see, clearly they see the funny side.
Yeah, there's that.
It.
And also, I've got nothing else to write about, but
it,
yeah.
It's so you don't treat it like free therapy?
To a certain extent, but although, like, if I was to do a show, like, with a big, you know, theme to it, so to speak, I don't really talk about it until I'm okay with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, and I was always okay with coming out, like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know, I was, like, 31 or 32 when I came out, so I was kind of old enough and mature enough to go, oh,
was it
finally.
Just was it just the public persona that... You didn't hadn't acknowledged as being a lesbian. Like I said, all your friends knew, and nobody knew.
No, I didn't even know.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that really is coming out.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was. Yeah, it was in at the Adelaide Fringe Festival. Not last year, but the year before.
Was there just some really hot chicks in Adelaide, and you just went, you know what? I can't resist it anymore.
Do you know? It's. I was doing a gig with Hannah Gadsby. Well, she was organising a late night gig and she rang me up and she said, do you want to do a spot? And I said, yeah, I'd love to. And then she, like the night before the gig, she rang to say, she goes, oh, we've got a theme for the night, just so you know. It's not a big deal. Like, you don't have to do anything with it if you don't want to, you know. But if you've got some material around it, then do it. But just so you know, the theme for the night is boy or girl.
Oh.
So, and that's, I hung up the phone and just went, oh, I guess I'll just come out then. So, and that was the moment that I went, oh yeah, I'm totally gay. I'll just come out. It was as if someone had come up to me and said, excuse me, do you like cake? And I went, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I love cake.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool.
Yeah. And then it all kind of, you know, fitted in. I kind of went, oh yeah, that everything makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I think people often feel like that when they come out, it all makes sense.
It's funny when you have an epiphany.
Mm.
And I felt that when I came out.
Yeah.
And also when I gave up smoking.
Oh,
when
I
gave up smoking,
that.
I was in the shower one day and went, I literally, like, it was like heaven's parting. And I just got a moment of clarity and I said, this is the day that I'm never going to smoke again. And I haven't.
What was that, yesterday?
That was 7 years ago.
This morning.
Yeah.
This
morning I'm a bit sickening like that when I'm a bit stubborn.
Makes
and
up his mind,
it.
That's it.
Yeah.
I wish I had that.
Well, aren't you great, Brett?
Took me 30-something years to make up my mind, though. But when I did, it's done.
Done.
Oh, well, you're listening to us on Catching Up. Joy
94.9. You're listening to us.
And sending us an angel. I thought I might play us a little song. I was just a bit bored with the conversation.
Hey, thanks, so. Dolly.
Thanks, Dolly.
Send me an angel. By Real Life, you're on Joy 94.9 with special guest Geraldine Hickey.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
We are joined by a funny lady.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Miss Geraldine Hickey, who is on a part of the Midsummer Festival, one of our very funny comedians in a hilarious show called... I keep on forgetting the name of it. Turns out I do like sun-dried tomatoes.
Yeah. Do you know what is nice that you haven't asked me what the title means?
I sort of guessed.
You had that a few times, haven't you?
Oh. Yeah, and I laughed a lot.
So you don't want us to ask you what the title means?
No, no. I just know that you would get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be...
If you weren't on a gay radio station, they'd be like, what?
I got no idea.
Oh, Dolly's done a bit it slow. Many
times. Sarah Millican refers to it as flicking the bean.
Well, that sounds disgusting. Yeah. Keep yourself nice, all three of you. You're losing ground
rapidly.
Oh,
it's after 9 o'clock. It's all right. It's a GLBTI.
Don't want to sound like any other bloody gay radio station, do we?
It's not after 9 everywhere.
Mm-hmm. No, it isn't.
No, not in Queensland.
No. Janine, I want to know, mm-hmm. how have your friends and family reacted to the show?
Friends have been great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I haven't let Mum and Dad come and see the show.
Really?
Yes.
They're not allowed to.
Not allowed to. Well, no, they can, but I just... Mum and Dad didn't handle it too well. Oh, Mum more so than... Dad was kind of okay. But there's a large chunk of it is, you know, what their reaction to
need
it.
Need a bit more time, yeah. probably, that's all.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all, you know? All it is.
So it hasn't been long, is that right?
No, not since.
If you think about it, lots of gay people take, you know, till they're 20 or 30 to actually come to terms with it themselves and then expect their parents to be okay in 2 days. And
yeah.
It's like, oh, actually, it took you 20 years to, you know, so...
To figure it out, yeah.
It's normal, I think.
So...
Even though they might have always known.
Yeah. So Mum wanted to come one night and I said, I don't...
Might not be
the
show
for
Mum
idea.
As well.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, would it be the first one that I've missed? And I'm like, well, you've missed the last 5 shows, but that's fine.
Just didn't tell you about that.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I know, right?
Hey, I was thinking the other day, I think it's time that we had a national self-appreciation day. Like, you got Mother's Day, you got Father's Day, you got Christmas for the kids, you got Easter for chocolate. What about a bloody me day?
I think we just did Jesus.
That's every day.
Mm. I think we just did before with all that chocolate we've inhaled.
You're not on a little chocky high?
Not really, darling, no. But you want to have a me day,
I want to have a national self-appreciation day where you sit around and you say, I'm bloody great, give yourself a pat on the back.
You do that every other bloody day, Jamie.
You do it all the time, sweetheart.
You don't need one day. That's every day.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen.
Every day.
Party for one.
Happens every day in my head.
And yesterday I went up to the Nongs.
What's that, darling?
Yes.
Up the Dandenongs.
The Dandenongs, for those of you who are listening who aren't from Melbourne.
Beautiful part of the world.
Did you like the Nong Study?
Did you do the 1,000-step walk?
Oh, God, no.
I did that.
Did you?
Yeah, that's a couple of weeks
that's
ago.
That's a fitness goal, that one.
Yeah, me and my friend, our aim is that we'll run up it by the end of the year.
It's 1,000 steps.
It's not quite 1,000. I think it's like 700.
That's a lot of steps, though.
Still, it killed me.
Steps are a really, really great way to improve your heart and lungs really fast.
Yeah, really I nearly died.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll get your heart rate up.
I want to talk a little bit more about the show, though, that Geraldine's doing. Has every show gone well, or has there been a couple of issues?
Do you know, I had opening night at Midsummer.
Yeah.
For this show, like, so that was last Thursday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which, you remember, it was, what, 39, 40 degrees that day?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it was so hot. And the audience was just, oh, we are so hot. And I had to break script and just go, sorry, guys, I know it's really hot. And if I had a choice, I would be at home sitting on the couch with no pants on watching American Idol. But we are here. So can you please just get into it a bit, because I really feed off you guys.
Big bucket of sweat.
And I'm not getting much, so just...
Oh, my God.
And then because I went to that, I went, I can't remember what's next. I can't... This is the opening joke.
No.
And I've got my set list up there. Like, I've got my cheat sheet, and all it says is wristy. And I'm like, how... And I had to yell at it.
Wristy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Playing wristy bow.
Well, you have to come see the show. What's it all about?
Yeah.
Who knows?
These little breadcrumbs you're just throwing out there.
Yeah. And then I had to yell out to my techie and my manager, just saying, Anthony, how does my wristy joke go? How does that start? And he was no help. But then it came back to me eventually. And then it was smooth sailing.
It's actually like you need a little icy pole or something cold.
Goodness me, don't you? You need a little script person, did you, beside your prompt, didn't you?
Well, do you know, I had it.
A little synapse.
But it wasn't enough.
Yeah.
A little bit silent.
I knew wristy was a joke. I just didn't know how it
went. You didn't have anything written on your arm?
No, I had a whole piece of paper.
It would have just melted off at 40 degrees anyway.
Yeah.
But generally the shows have been going well, have they?
Yeah, great. Mm-hmm. So, I've had a
full house.
All the time.
All the time.
That's nice.
It's like the amount of people that listen to our radio station, isn't it, Geraldine?
Like, you're trying to be funny, you're trying to get people on to come and see your show.
Why are we ignoring Dolly right now? So what did you ask me?
I was just talking about all the people that listen to our show.
Yeah.
Full house with us too, Geraldine.
Yes,
I knew that was your next question.
The tens of many tens tuning in on a Tuesday night, which we're very grateful for.
And I'd be grateful if they came to see my show.
Absolutely.
I think they will.
I think all three of them would.
Yes.
Onto that lesbian bus you were talking about,
Our
Jamie.
Viewers, we call them, don't we?
Yes. Our viewers.
Yes. Our viewers on the radio.
Dolly's.
No one listens. Yes. They just
view us.
Mm. So you're going to give us some jokes, darling? Something to stitch us up, or what?
Can't we hear about wristy? I'm curious about wristy.
Yeah, can we have a little joke or something?
The wristy joke.
Yeah. And now presenting Geraldine Hickey.
It's more of a visual gag, though.
Is it?
Will we bring onto the stage, darling, now, do you think?
It's.
Can I ask what comedian do you love?
No.
Oh, thanks, Dolly.
I'm a big fan of quite a few people, but Sarah Silverman's up there.
Yeah, yeah. I saw her when she was in Australia last year. Loved her.
Oh, my God. So did I. How much did you pay for your ticket?
Oh, don't ask.
Yeah, do you want to know how much I paid?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing. You know why?
Why?
You're
just showing off now, Geraldine.
It's
totally, totally clanging, right?
Yeah.
But... because we did a gig together a couple of nights before and then just hung out like besties. And then...
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh
totally.
God.
Yeah, so we were just hanging out. And then a friend was talking about going to the show.
Yeah.
And he said to me, are you going to go? And she's standing in between us. And I said, oh, I'm probably not at this... Like, I don't know. And then she turns to me and goes, oh, I know someone that can put you on the door. And I'm like, oh, really? Who? And then she went, oh, it's me. Yay. Oh. And she gave me tickets. And then we hung out after the show and... Yeah, had a really, and now we follow each other on Twitter. And she sent me a message the other day just saying, I miss us.
Oh, that's nice.
How cool is that?
Yeah. If you get tickets to Ellen and you don't take me, you're dead to me.
Mm.
You're dead to me.
I don't know Ellen.
Yeah, but she's coming, isn't she? How exciting is that?
You don't know Ellen?
Piss
off.
Joy, 94.9.
No, get lost, I said. I meant it. I'm sick of her anyway. Bloody boring as batshit, isn't she? You're on Joy 94.9. This is Shine the Love from ELO.
Hi, this is Rhonda Birchmore on my favourite radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with Jamie, Brett and Dolly. And we'd like to send out a very quick hello and thank you to Martin from Elstonwick, who's just become our newest member here at Joy. So thank you, Martin. Nice to have you on board.
Nice to have you on board, yes.
Welcome to the gay station in the nation. Hey, we've got a bit of a shout-out for our lovely guest, Geraldine Hickey, comedian extraordinaire.
Come on.
Geraldine, when are your shows on and are there any tickets left? What a fabulous question to ask.
That's a brilliant question.
Did you send that when we weren't looking?
Perhaps.
Thank you, Anne Edmonds.
The show is on this Thursday and also this Saturday.
Yes.
Tickets are still available from the Midsummer website. And for the other dates, it's just best to go to the website, midsummer.org.au.
Fabulous.
For all the dates and tickets.
And we want to support LGBTI artists as well. Yeah. So it's fabulous having you and joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Guys, I've got, because it's about pick and mix, bit of a quiz. Now, this does relate to some of our shows we did last year. However, Geraldine, I would like you to join in, chime in know the answer.
Okay,
so first
off, I'm going to nail this.
From our Balls and Bigots show, which bigot, now wait till I've said it, which bigot said, gay guys are the horniest people in the world, they're disgusting, dude, most of them probably have AIDS, I would be so scared if I were a gay guy.
I didn't get that the first time.
Socialite, California.
You got it.
I was Paris Bloody Hilton. Little rotten, snobby little bitch.
Yes.
Someone should have run her over.
Hater.
Scab.
Damn, spartan words,
I get
boy.
It now. I get what's happening.
You get it. Okay, I'm on to it.
All right, question two from our Christmas episode. What Christmas film included the following songs? Sisters, Love, You Wouldn't Do Right By Me, and Let It Snow.
Elf.
Some shit Brett came up with, wasn't it? That one?
Die Hard.
Die Hard? You know what? That was one of the shows we did.
Top Gun.
Oh, I didn't get that the first time.
Christmas.
Top Gun. White Christmas. I didn't get that next.
Snowtown.
In our Australian show, in Australian slang, what is a Duchess?
Oh, it's not a $10 note.
It's your little, it's got a mirror, hasn't it?
Yes.
You put it beside your bed and you pop your little hankies in.
Sideboard.
Sideboard.
I haven't heard that before.
He just likes the word Duchess.
I just like Duchess. I do like the word Duchess. Okay.
Fair enough.
Question four from our Legend show. In the following quote.
It's a legend.
Okay. It's a two-parter.
Yeah.
In the following quote, who said it? And who was she referring to?
Right.
She has slept with every male star at
Bette
MGM
Davis.
Except Lassie.
Betty Davis about Joan Crawford.
Well done. You paid attention that episode.
And that was before she slept with Lassie, because she did eventually.
She did.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No, Oz TV. From our Oz TV show, name three members of the Young Talent Time who went on to become bigger stars.
Oh, Dolly, you actually got this one on the night. Well, mostly.
Well, I think
Danny Minogue.
Yes.
Danny.
Kylie Minogue.
No, she was only a guest star.
Tina Arena. And
Danny Bonuccio, whatever his name was.
Oh.
What's he gone on to done?
I don't know.
He sang a couple of songs, OS.
Hang on, no. Think about it.
Jason? We said Jason?
No, we haven't said Jason, but Jason's not on my list.
There's someone that you didn't like. Blonde girl you didn't like.
No, I didn't like
her. Karen Knowles.
Karen Knowles.
Oh, really?
I hated Karen Knowles. Anyway.
I didn't know she was on Young Talent
Time. That's where she started.
Just remember her from the bank ads growing up. I grew up in Albury and there was the Hume Building Society and she was the face for Hume Building Society.
Oh, Karen Knowles.
Yeah, and then she'd always do carols by candlelight in Albury.
Oh, she's got all the carols.
In Albury, not in Melbourne. All right.
She's got all the good gigs, didn't she?
Yeah.
After
that, yeah.
Okay, from our Where Are They Now show, which Melbourne suburb was the Sullivan set? An extra point if you can remember the street as well.
No, I don't remember.
Middle Park?
No. It's Eastern.
Bentley or
quite
somewhere.
Well-heeled Eastern suburbs.
Yeah, but that's where the house was. It's in Middle Park.
But it was based
it's been rezoned. Oh, okay. What was Middle Park before it was rezoned?
No, but the house where they filmed
it was actually in Canterbury.
Oh, right.
But the actual, address was 7 Gordon Street, Camberwell.
Ah.
Okay. In the Hot or Not episode. Now, this is probably a little bit hard
hot
for
not.
You.
Hot or Not.
This is for these two. What was Brett's Hot or Not top movie? It was from 1970. God,
Towering Inferno.
It was camp.
Russ Meyers, set in LA, and it was about a band coming together.
Oh, it was Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. Ding.
Well done, ding.
Yes.
Okay. For our race day and race day recovery.
Mm. Oh, that was good, wasn't it?
Mm. We had the whole nation listening to that.
Who won, and what was the name of the horse?
Green Fields.
And no, it was no. Moon, wasn't
Green
it?
Meadow. Green Moon. Moon.
It was Green Moon.
You won it.
You won it, you fool.
You did.
I called it, actually.
You called it and you won it, if I recall.
I called it and I won it. I cleaned up on Green Moon.
Oh, my God. Yes, okay. Divas.
Yes,
Which diva said, and I want her full name, big girls need big diamonds.
Oh, that's a, what's her face?
Marilyn, doesn't it? No. But I don't think it is.
Can I say it?
Oh, Joan or
something. Dame Elizabeth, Rosamond, Taylor, Hilting, Wilder, Todd Fisher, Burton, Warner, Fortensky, Taylor.
Joan Taylor.
And finally, on our camp episode, who did we say was the campus, Danny or Kylie?
Oh, I'd say Danny.
I think it was Danny.
It was Danny.
Yeah, Danny's camper, isn't she?
Yeah, well, she's had more Botox.
She has. Hey, look, guys, we've actually had a couple of shout-outs whilst as well. The first one is, hiya, it's Tuesday night and an odd hour, but great radio. Thanks for amusing. Music's fab. Cheers, Karen.
Karens are everywhere tonight, aren't they?
I feel that's all me.
Yeah.
You're a bit happy about Karen texting, are you, darling?
Yeah.
Good on Karen. Yeah, good on you,
Jamie,
Karen.
There's another one.
Hello, darling. Sounding so good as always. Just had Miss Adriana Baines over for dinner. So starry. Love, Moira. That's nice. Thanks, Moira.
That's Moira. Now, Moira...
just keep the money coming
in. She did quite a fabulous show many years ago at the Tokyo Garden. She was a bit of a showstopper.
Oh, right.
Yes, her and Sheryl got together.
Nice.
And did a bit of a show, some old drag queens. And we've got the beautiful Erin from South Yarra also saying, Hanoi, catching up crew. Welcome back to 2013. Looking forward to lots of glitzy, glamorous guests and themes, please.
Erin from South Yarra. Looking forward. What does that mean?
I know. Well, we've got one tonight, Erin.
Oh, thank you. Yes, and nice to have you here, sweetheart. I thought I might pop a little song on if you don't mind.
Woo!
And I think we need to roll up the rug, is that right?
Roll up the rug,
roll have a dance.
Roll up the rug, we've got Disco Party by the Tramps.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with Dolly, Brett and Jamie. We've been joined with us with Geraldine tonight. Geraldine, your show is...
Turns out I do like sun-dried tomatoes.
And you can go to www.midsummer.org.au for tickets.
Tickets, times,
yes.
Places.
Yes.
Could follow
everything
you on.
That you need to know.
Yes.
They could probably follow my show and others.
Follow you on the Twitter as well. Do you do that? Do you tweet a lot?
Yes, I am on Twitter at Geraldine Hickey. Also on Facebook.
Nice. You're everywhere, man.
Get around.
She's gay.
She's everywhere.
Dolly, what are you doing? A few pies.
What are you doing Thursday? What are you doing Thursday morning, Dolly?
Thursday, I'll be back here.
Really?
In the studio with you, I should hope.
I'll come along.
In the morning.
Yeah. I'll put off my pump to be with you.
Lovely.
How's that?
You can wear some heels, though.
Oh, my.
Your pumps.
I'll be
between 9 and 12, we're here, aren't we, darling?
9 and 12,
I'll be tuning in.
Bring coffee,
I'll be
please,
tuning
darling.
In from
that'll
work. Now, Jamie, you're not going to be here next week.
No, got to go away.
No catching up with you then.
No.
But Dolly and I are going to be back.
Mm-hmm. Holding the fort.
We're going to be holding the fort.
Yeah. Happy birthday to somebody's birthday, maybe.
It's not your birthday today.
Maybe coming up.
Oh, yes.
Maybe just throwing it out there.
Oh, my God, yeah. Dolly.
Is it?
Just throwing it out
is
there.
Is it a big birthday, darling?
That's quite enough. Shut up. This is the Doobie Brothers and What a Fool Believes. And it's been a joy, hasn't it?
It has, guys. We'll join you next week for Catching Up.
So it's goodbye from me.
It's goodbye from me. Thanks for your company.
Good night for Brett. You're on Joy 94.9.
Melbourne's most lovable station is now giving you more reasons to listen.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.